Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we'll check in with Adam Kaplan from the SiriusXM NFL Network. And, of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Adam.
Guys, good to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you, too. Man, there's just so many topics out there right now, but I think the biggest one is the value of these preseason games. And you see Cam Newton get hurt last night, and finally the Browns have a team that might be worthy of winning a few games this year. And then you wonder, should Baker Mayfield be on the field tonight? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think the new trend is teams now are looking at it like this. Do we need to get our players more work? We're talking about the starters. Now, I was with the Eagles and Ravens this week on Monday and Tuesday here in Philly, and I was at the game last night, and both starting quarterbacks did not play. Now, the Eagles, though, they played three of their healthy offensive linemen. Two of them did not play due to injury, but they also played their first-team defense. So that there was a situation where they thought Carson Wentz, the Eagles did, and also Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, didn't think that he needed to play. But I think it varies by team now. But no longer could we operate for week three that all the starters play. Teams don't operate by that now. They look at how much work they need. And I remember talking to an NFC general manager who said, look, I'm all in favor of just having two preseason games and just having inter-squad scrimmages where, you know, you have a little bit of an adjustment to your practice schedule, and you'll have maybe some hitting or some more of an up-tempo practice while you're practicing against your own squad. That certainly is a possibility. But, look, the landscape has changed. The league knows that it does not want four preseason games, but the players now are still not willing to do this 18-game season. So as long as we have that, you're not going to be able to shorten this preseason because they got to make up that money for those two lost games.
Yeah, and I wouldn't think any owner would want to give up the proceeds from the two exhibition games. But on the other hand, you talk about those two teams there. Here in Cleveland, we're told that Baker Mayfield has talked to Freddie Kitchens. He wants to play tonight.
Yeah, look, that's a situation where, and I was with the Browns last week in Indy for 2 days, Mayfield had two really good days. The Browns did, and they got a lot of good work in. It comes to the point now, is I just don't think, I don't know that it's worth it, because you know they're not going to play in the fourth preseason game. Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach, is one head coach, and he'll just evaluate where he thinks the team is at. If they need work, he'll play his starters in the fourth preseason game. He's one of the few coaches that'll do it. But tonight against the Bucs, I was with the Bucs last week as well, the Bucs are a team that is sort of in transition here, where they have a new coaching staff, a new play caller, but they've got Jameis Winston, and he needs work, and I would be very surprised if he doesn't play tonight.
Adam Kaplan, nice enough to join us from SiriusXM NFL. Adam, when someone says to you, Cleveland Browns now, it's weird for me, like I read a Time magazine article on the Browns today, what a change it's been in 48 months here in Cleveland. When I say Cleveland Browns to you, you think what?
Optimism. It's the first time I felt this in probably 2 decades. That's really, quite frankly, it's been over 2 decades since they were a legitimate playoff team. So, or at least you thought they could be. Look, this is fun. John Dorsey inherited a great position, the GM, where they had a lot of cap space and a lot of draft bounty, and he's done a good job with all of it. And they're turning things around here. They finally have the quarterback. I believe in Baker Mayfield. Did a really good job last year. Not easy. Going through the coordinator change, and now he's got a new head coach, but that head coach did call the plays during the season last year for part of it, and Freddie Kitchens, and the expectations should be high. I do win ranges. I give them 9 to 10 wins. I think that's very reasonable. They will compete very hard for the AFC North and a wild card, but I would caution you people, I've got 9 teams in the AFC competing for 6 spots, so if they don't win the division, it won't be easy to be a wild card, but they will be in the thick of it all season, I strongly
right,
believe.
So is it Pittsburgh, is it Baltimore, or is it Cleveland?
Yeah, look, it's those three. I don't make my divisional picks until the first week of September. That week, I'll probably put them out on Monday, the 2nd. But They'll be right there. The good thing about the Browns is they're going to be able to do whatever they want on offense. They're going to have the run game. They're good there, even though they won't have Kareem Hunt till the second half of the season. They'll be good enough at receiver, though they're not going to have Callaway. I think they'll be good. They're good at tight end. But Demetrius Harris was a tremendous sign. Wait to see him during the season. He's one of the better backup tight ends in the NFL. And defensively, look, they're front four. When the Browns host the Titans week one, the Titans will not be – they're not going to have Taylor Lewan, their outstanding left tackle. That's not good for the Titans. I think that'll give the Browns a huge advantage in that game, and the reason why I'll probably pick the Browns in week one.
Adam, when you look at the Browns' offensive line, Greg Robinson, Joel Bentonio, J.C. Treader, Eric Kush now, Chris Hubbard, what do you think of that line? Because I look at a couple scary spots on this team, and you know, outside of Treader and Bentonio, I pray that that's going to be able to hold up. But I also think that Baker Mayfield makes that offensive line better by the way he plays. What do you think of the Browns' offensive line?
Yeah, I think I'll take the latter first. So yeah, he does move very well, and he knows how to adjust to the line. So the belief around the league is left tackle and right guard. Kush is a really good backup player. Center guard, he's not really a starter. You don't want to look. It hasn't worked out for Austin Corbett to this point. It's disappointing. That's a John Dorsey pick. That's on him. Witzman, formerly the Bears, has had some playing time. They don't have a lot of depth on the defensive line, their offensive line. Kendall Lamb coming over from the Texans. They're really 8-deep, and that's the reality of it. Left tackle and right guard are certainly questions. Any in the league knows this. This is where if you're going to have an advantage playing their offensive line, it's at right guard and left tackle. Now, Robinson's a failed first-round pick. He's revived his career with the Browns. He's more than serviceable, but he needs to show he could do it for a full season once again. Hubbard's okay. Treader's a star. Boy, did he do a great job playing with an injury last season. And Bentonio now doesn't have to worry about playing left tackle. He's back at left guard. They've got some questions there. I don't think there's any question about it. And you're right to point it out. That's pretty much the weakest now, which used to be a strength for them. Now you know you got some questions the offensive line.
Adam, you talk about questions about whatever, the offensive line or linebacker or whatever, but also, is it fair to question Freddie Kitchens because we don't know who he is as a coach?
Yeah, I do. And I think with Freddie, it's going to be how he handles everything that happens, whether it's successful or not. That locker room, there's some real personalities there. There's no question about it. With Jarvis Landry and Baker, we mentioned for sure. And Odell Beckham for sure. Jalen Strong, by the way, is coming off of issues early in his career with an ACL injury and suspension. And he's a kid who's revived his career, though. He had a great camp, by the way. He should make the team. But, yeah, there's some challenges here because this is, look, I'll never forget it. I mean, I'm talking to people around the league last summer, and we're talking about, you know, that team, Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. No one ever mentioned Freddie Kitchens, who was their running backs coach, okay? No one ever even – the guy was like not even a thought. And now all of a sudden he's a head coach or one of the marquee teams, at least – this season, and how Freddie handles everything largely will determine where this team goes, I believe.
Breakout year you expecting for Myles Garrett? It sounds like he's got a little bit of freedom under Steve Wilks.
Yeah, I do. And having Olivier Vernon on the other side and Chris Smith's a pretty good backup. Zettel, who they claimed off waivers, has got some upside as a fourth end. They're so deep at D-tackle. They've got so much versatility. You bring in Richardson. Ojinjobi is a good player that not a lot of people know about outside Cleveland. I expect Garrett to have a great year. He's primed, you know, knock on wood with the injury stuff, but linebackers could be fine. I think the secondary's got depth, some versatility. This is a good defense that Steve Wilks is inheriting here. He'll bounce back. Steve's a good coach. He was with the wrong team at the wrong time in Arizona as a head coach, but he's a good defensive mind. I expect him to do a good job.
Adam, every year there's a team that comes out of nowhere, it seems. The Browns getting more hype than anybody else. Who else should we watch out for that it might be a surprise team?
Yeah, so my three sleeper teams are the Titans. Literally no one's talking about them. Okay, that would be a one. That's one team I think that really bounces back. Now, I was going to put the 49ers on there. In fact, I'm going to put an asterisk there, okay? The problem is, the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, does not look good. He did not look good and comfortable last week. He didn't look comfortable in one practice last week where he had five interceptions. That, to me, is a very big concern. They're going to be in that mix to be an 8-win team, I think, which would be a nice improvement for them. I think they're going to bounce back, and I do believe. Now, I don't know that they'll get a wild card. They're not going to win a division in the AFC South, but I think the Jaguars are going to bounce back. They finally have a quarterback in Nick Foles. They'll be coached well on offense. Their defense is going to bounce back. I think they could get upwards of 9 wins and maybe push for a wild card, but they're going to surprise some people.
The other thing I keep saying about the Browns, this is just paranoid Cleveland guy, but it's not like the Ravens and Steelers are just going to lay down and die because they think the Browns are going to be a better team than them this year. And who knows what Cincinnati has? I don't have Yahoo.
I don't believe they're going to be good at all.
But I don't think these two teams are going to lay down, and they've been so good for so many years compared to the Browns that it's going to take another step forward in the AFC North, maybe before next year. And I hate to be, you know, kind of a downer, but I just don't see that happening. Have you seen the Ravens at camp this year? Your thoughts on Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I've been with the Ravens all week, 2 days here in Philly, and I was at the game last night. So
okay.
Their defense is going to be fantastic. They have the NFL's deepest secondary. The run game will be fantastic. Greg Roman is arguably the NFL's best run game designer, their offensive coordinator. But you have questions to quarterback Lamar Jackson. I know, you know, I talked to Greg this week, and he seemed pretty confident in Lamar Jackson's growth as a quarterback. He feels like he's ready to take a big step, and we'll see now. He's a full-time starter, but I'm not convinced that he could be the guy. I mean, he's got a long way to go, but they'll be in every game because their defense is very good. Pittsburgh, we know of the losses they've had on offense, but they're coached well. They'll still score a lot of points. Their issue has always been the secondary. It's no different this year. I think it's pretty even between those three teams, with the Browns probably a little bit more upside than the other two teams. My question would be to you guys about this. Would the fans be okay if they don't win the division, they have 10 wins, they don't get in, but they push really hard, or is it like playoffs or bust?
You know, it's funny. We've lived that 1 year. You know, we had the 1 year where they had 10 wins and didn't get in the playoffs. And Mary Kay Cabot, who's a pretty well-respected writer around the league, this morning said it's about time to step up. I think she said 10 wins, make the playoffs, and win a playoff game to set the expectations of where the bar should be now. To me, it's kind of hard just because I live back just 2 years ago and think about 1-15 and 0-16. So to me, 10 wins, make the playoffs, I think, is the bar for this team this year. But Les?
10 wins is fine because you can't control what the other teams have.
So, right, exactly.
Right.
So you can have your 10 wins, which I think would be more than respectable based on everything, but other teams sneak in tiebreakers and whatever else, and they don't make it.
You want to see progress here, Adam. You got to start beating the AFC North, and we just haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, look, we had Rashard Higgins on with us last Sunday on NFL Radio, and I'm glad he answered this question that I asked him about the hype.
Yeah.
He said, look, we don't control that. Like, he likes that people think they're going to be good, but they're not worried about it. They're just worried about their performance. And that to me, though, and I meant you asked me about Freddie Kitchens, he's just got to limit the amount of this seeps in their building, especially the locker room. They have to play hard, and he's got to get the most out of them, and the rest will take care of itself.
Adam, thank you. Always enjoy listening on SiriusXM as well. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Adam.
It.
Guys, thank you.
Adam Kaplan, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.